Siddur Snippet series is generally sponsored by the Miller family and Mary Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, is Ruben Ben Yitzchak Alevi, making our way through Tachanun, and we are on our way through the Shomer Yisrael's Not All Say. We mentioned the Vilna Gaon, the Gra only at Tainus Tibur, others only in Slichos, others Monday and Thursday. And the Ashkenazi Minag predominantly is to say Shomer Yisrael after Kapitel Vav, after chapter 6 of Tehillim, which is the centerpiece of Tachanun each and every day. So we mentioned last night the first Shomer Yisrael, Shmor Sheis Yisrael, is for Al Yovad Yisrael, Ha'omim Shema Yisrael. And the Shema Yisrael is not just the classic motto of the Jewish people, Shema, but most specifically, I posted a video in our WhatsApp group, an incredible video, thank you, Morty, of even today's day and age, the not Kohen Mashuach Melchama, technically, but our heroes going out to war who are calling out Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. If all we say is Shema in the morning and evening, nevertheless, the Gemara tells us, Ein Atem Nimsarim Biyadam, we will not fall into our enemy hands. The question we left off with is, what's the difference between the first Shomer Yisrael and the second? First Shomer Yisrael is those who are Omer Shema Yisrael. The second Shomer Yisrael is those who are Miyachadim Shemcha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is a continuation of Shema, those who declare the unity of Hashem's existence. So it sounds like it's repetitive, it's redundant. We're referencing Shema all over again. So I want to share a number of answers to this question. The first, from a sefer called Ha'aras HaTfilah. And he suggests the following, based on the Sifri on the Pasuk of Shema. Why is Shema, Shema Yisrael? Why isn't it Shema B'nai Avram V'Yitzchak? Why isn't it Shema someone else? Why are we identified not only in Shema, but throughout Torah, Daber al B'nai Yisrael? Yisrael, of course, is another name for Yaakov Avinu. Yisrael is the higher name of Yaakov. Yaakov living is ideal. So why are we always referred to, we're identified with Yisrael, Daber al B'nai Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak. So we know that Yaakov Avinu had a concern. Yaakov was worried, Oili Shema Teitze Mimenu Psolos Kedarach Sheyatzo Me'avosai. All he had to do was look at his own background. He looked at his own family tree and he had cause for concern. Zayda Avram, of course, was great, was a tzaddik, was a gadol, but from Avram came a Yishmael. His father Yitzchak was a gadol. His father Yitzchak was incredible. From Yitzchak came a Esav. He said, what about me? I'm not going to be greater than my father and grandfather. If they had to deal with such descendants, why should I be different? He had a concern. And in fact, it was a concern that took him all the way to the end of his life. The Torah tells us, the Medrash fills in, how he surrounded himself with his sons at the end of his life, and he was worried. Shema yesh b'lavcha machlokas amisha'am avaya olam. Maybe among my children is a psul. Maybe among my children, they all, when they're around me, they dress the right way, they say the right things, they give the impression they're living my lifestyle. But what if among them is somebody who has, just like my brother, just like my uncle, is my psul, is my psolus? So what did they respond? In unison, all of his sons declared Omrim Lo, they said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Who's the Yisrael they're talking to? Their father, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Tati. Listen, Abba. Listen, Dad. Listen, Yisrael. Kashem she'im b'libcha machlokas, kachem b'libeinu machlokas. El Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. The same way, you have confidence and clarity, we too. In a unified, unanimous way, we all agree, and we all declare the unity of Hashem's existence. So the Ha'aras HaTfilah says, maybe with these words, Shema Yisrael, t'muna achraza, she'im banu psul, anu am Yisrael. When we say Shema Yisrael, the first Shomer Yisrael is Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, that we are united. Hashem, look down and listen. We have our differences and they're important. And we don't want to look or act the same. But Shema Yisrael, listen, we're still the children of Yisrael and we're still united and we're all together. Ein banu psul, einanu chokem al habor yisbarach. Halashon she'er Yisrael comes from the pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyah. But maybe the first Shomer Yisrael is those who say Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, reminiscent of that original Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman, in his Or Yael, says the following. He says, the reason the Torah tells us we accept Kabbal Sol Machu Shemaim with Shema Yisrael, the Torah is planting in us that we don't live only for ourselves. We don't live in isolation. We're not alone. We're part of a greater Tzibur. We're part of a greater Am Yisrael, part of a greater Kla Yisrael. V'lachach kol echad omir medaber kemalam etol Yisrael, we discussed this in Siddur snippets a few hundred ago, back when we were in Shema. When we declare Shema Yisrael, you put your hand over your eyes, and you declare Shema Yisrael, listen. I don't know how they translate. Hear, O Israel. Listen, O Israel. Who's the O Israel? Some Irish Jew? Who's O Israel? What is Shema? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You've been a great audience. Who's Shema Yisrael, O Israel? Who's the Israel Yisrael? Just thought about that right now. Who's the Yisrael that we're calling out to? So one interpretation is the Yisrael within ourselves. We're waking up the Pinta Liyid, the spark, the Jewish soul. But the Pasha Psat, the simple understanding is, we're not saying Shema to ourselves, for ourselves. We're declaring it for the people around us. We're also trying to influence and inspire and leave an impression on the people around us. So we declare Shema Yisrael. Listen, Yidden, holy Jews, wherever you are, listen. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So with those two words alone, says the Beit Leib Chasman, with just the Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, who are the Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael? Are the people who care about their fellow Jew, who don't live only for themselves, who aren't satisfied that they have Amunah. They're not satisfied until they try to inspire everyone around them to have Amunah too. This are the Jews, Ha'omrim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't give up on those who are Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, who call out to everyone around them. They try to inspire, they try to motivate, they try to be mekarev, they try to elevate everyone around them with a sense of arvas. So the second Shema Yisrael, according to Rabbi Leib Chasman, that's for the rest of Shema, HaMeyachadim Shema. But the first Shema Yisrael, HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, are for those who call out to the Jews around them, don't only care about themselves, but care for all. That's two interpretations. We have two or three more. We'll continue with the Mirtz Hashem next time.